Recently, France announced a plan to curb its fast fashion consumption, which comes in the form of a $16 tax on all items of ultra-fast fashion. Despite being the world's biggest fashion consumer, Australia has no national policy to regulate fashion consumption, with the average Australian buying 56 new items of clothing a year. Today, Professor Rowena Maguire, who teaches law at Queensland University of Technology, joins me on the show to talk about fast fashion and following in France's footsteps. Rowena, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
To start us off, you wrote an article recently about Australia's fast fashion consumption, and for anyone who missed it, how do you think the way that we consume fast fashion has changed over the last few decades, and what makes ultra-fast fashion so different?
Sure. So globally, fashion consumption is on the rise, and it's on the rise significantly, and it's projected to continue to increase on current models at the moment. So the difference between fast fashion and ultra-fast fashion lies in the speed, scale, and environmental impact of the garment. So fast fashion is generally produced in weeks to months, whereas ultra-fast fashion is produced in days or even hours. And the business models are quite different as well. So with fast fashion, these were kind of seasonal trends. So think about what you saw in Zara and H&M, you know, maybe a colour that came through, a particular style that came through as a trend. Whereas ultra fast fashion is real time trend adaption. And so this is where you're seeing influencers online and then companies like Shein and Temu basically creating the products on demand instantly as a result of that.
And obviously that can't be great for the environment because it's just so much waste. So how are these changes in our fashion consumption impacting the environment?
Hugely. And so it's producing a number of different environmental problems. And so it's often sort of talked about as contributing to the triple planetary crisis of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution as well. And a significant other issue as well is waste. So it's reports from the UN indicate that probably one garbage truck of clothing is incinerated or landfilled every second.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
And the impact of that waste is felt in the countries where we are consuming the clothes, which is Australia, but it's also felt in the countries where we're exporting our used textiles to. So waste is significant.
To combat this, France recently announced a plan to cut down on fast fashion consumption by introducing a $16 tax on each item of ultra-fast fashion. What is sort of like the goal of this tax and what are the intended effects?
So what's interesting is I initially sort of said we've got a difference between fast fashion and ultra-fast fashion. And so this tax is targeting ultra-fast fashion. It's not also targeting fast fashion. So it's a step in the right direction, but it's obviously, it's not just ultra-fast fashion, which is the problem as well. But it is definitely showing leadership by France to address the issue. And so it's projected to start in 2025. And it will start with a €5 tax on ultra-fast fashion, growing to €10 in 2030. And so it's capped at 50% of the price. So if you had a €10 item, it would now cost €15 under the legislation. But the idea of this attaching a price to the garment is for ultra-fast fashion, the cost of the garment may be even less than the tax in some of these instances. And it's to try and make, I guess, drive consumers through price change and price point, which we do know impacts consumer decisions.
And do you think this could work in Australia or would a different strategy be better?
So France has a very different political economy in terms of regulating textiles compared to Australia. So France was the first place to have something called a mandatory extended producer responsibility scheme in place, which is basically a fancy word for saying a kind of a textile recycling scheme in place. And what that meant is that all brands and retailers in France for a long time have paid a levy on every garment they put on the market, which is then used to fund recycling infrastructure. So sort of the extension of this new law in France is building off some existing regulation which already exists and the industry understands. In Australia, we don't have anything like that. What we do have is a voluntary product stewardship scheme called Seamless. And because it's voluntary, that means that brands and retailers in Australia decide whether they sign up or not. And so far, 60 brands and retailers in Australia have signed up and they pay 4 cents per item as their levy fee. The issue with it being a voluntary scheme is you get free riders. So what that means is some people are paying for the recycling and other brands basically are not having to contribute to that price, which in terms of dealing with the sheer scale of the amount of textiles that are coming through, it really does need to sort of shift towards being a mandatory scheme in the future. But it is also partly about taking industry on that journey, because if you're coming in trying to regulate a sector that's not been regulated before, there is always going to be pushback. But you're trying to balance there the kind of significance of the environmental harm versus the need to bring industry along, and maybe those timeframes don't align because we need to take action now on those issues.
Yeah, because obviously this industry's not been taxed before in Australia in that way. So is the Australian government looking at taking inspiration from France in any of these ways, or is it more something that's on a back burner?
Yeah, Australia's definitely not sort of taking the steps that France is taking in this space. There have been amendments to some laws in Australia more recently around greenwashing. So that's around sort of, the advertising claims that you might make about something being sustainable or ethical. And it has been noted that the apparel and textile sector is an area of concern in terms of greenwashing claims. We also do have the Modern Slavery Act in Australia, which is also, I guess, starting to target some of the human rights abuses that are associated with the textile value chain. But there are gaps in implementation of both of those pieces of legislation related to textiles.
Well, until we get these kinds of legislation in Australia, what can you recommend for people who want to consume or can consume fashion more responsibly? What are some ways that they can do that?
And I guess it's probably just starting with being mindful about consumption. So in Australia, we're consuming 56 items per person per year. We are the leading consumers in the world, and studies show that what we should actually be consuming is 5 items per year, which is a significant change. For many of us, I can see that that number would be quite daunting and scary to think about. But so that's the kind of where the trajectory of where we're needing to move to. Those are new items as well. So that's not sort of talking about op shopping and secondhand work as well. But if you've kind of got that number in your head, that's giving you an idea of where we need to work towards. But other steps that you can be taking is, I guess, thinking about buying things secondhand. It can also be thinking about repair, swapping, but really only buying things that you're going to get use from and that you can see being used many times.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Rowena, for chatting to us about this. And for anyone who's just tuning in, that was Professor Rowena Maguire discussing France's new fast fashion tax.